You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM on this Friday, January 5th, first Friday of 2024, as it's time for our Valley Talk program. We have a couple of guests in here today. We have Corky Reynolds and Darren Selzler. Guys, how are you doing today?
Just great. I like nothing better than to skate over here.
Today, yeah, I was saying just before the program, I was like, I'd almost rather just get a little chilly or cold, so instead of the rain and then the ice, we just get snow and be done with it.
So our city, right? Our city crews are out there sanding, they're salting if they need to be. Yeah, we're ready for it, and it's a good first week of the new year.
Absolutely. I'm going to start here with Darren really quick. Darren, you have anything to begin 2024?
Yeah, no, yeah, like Corky and I were talking earlier this week, we thought we'd come in and just kind of look at what 24 looks like a little bit. And you know, every time I come on here, I think I repeat myself a little bit by saying I try to do some type of awareness or something that's applicable to the type of year or events that are happening through the city or whatnot. And kind of a hot topic for us right now, if you want to say, is the stop arm violation, the school bus stop arm violations. You know, we typically see several of those a year. However, we have seen an influx in them as recent as yesterday after school and this morning. And I think I've spoken about this in the past, but I just thought it'd be a good reminder to briefly touch on it and talk about it. You know, I've been with the city about 20 years or maybe a little bit longer. And fortunately, we haven't seen any bad accidents that way from a motorist hitting a child outside of a school bus. So we want to keep it that way. We know our children are precious, and we want to make sure our ultimate goal is to keep them safe. So, you know, on the stop arms on the school buses, obviously that's what they're designed to do when they're extended out. You know, it's to keep the children safe. Surveys have shown that school buses are the safest mode of transportation, like 8 times more than any other mode of transportation. So it is the safest way for our children to transport to and from school. But like anything, it's not without a little bit of a risk, right? You know, so motorists, they are required to stop at least 20 feet or more from a school bus when the stop arm is extended and the lights are flashing. Once you're stopped, you need to keep your vehicle in place. Don't move your vehicle forward until that stop arm has completely retracted and the lights have stopped flashing. You know, and again, most importantly, once you do that, we just ask you to be patient, you know, and again, if you do try or attempt to pass pass the bus, especially on the right-hand side where the children get off, it can be up to a gross misdemeanor violation, which is quite a hefty fine. And like I said, we have several violations a year. We had one as recent as this morning. But what's kind of neat about in recent years is school buses have installed high-resolution cameras on the stop arm, that stop sign that extends out from the bus. And in the last year, the Crookston District installed several cameras on all their buses. So I think that's part of the reason we're seeing an influx since compared to last year. We've seen about 5 times the violations since last year. But I think some of that is to do with the cameras because, you know, the bus drivers, their main goal is to keep children safe and look for vehicles. And when they do observe a violation, sometimes it's hard to get the license plate number or full license plate or vehicle description, which is kind of neat about these cameras is that it records the license plate and the vehicle as they do if they do violate the law and try to pass a bus on either side of that bus. So, and then what they do is they give that footage to us and we investigate, you know, the complaint further that way. So, you know, again, that's kind of a really neat thing that we've seen that's helped us out this year. And again, our ultimate goal on all of this is just to keep our children safe at the end of the day. So, you know, we just ask the parents to, you know, take a little bit extra time in the morning. I know we're all hurrying to get to work to and from the school and whatever that looks like. But we just ask that you give yourselves a little extra time in the mornings. And especially when you're on those buses, right? Make sure you stop. Make sure you wait till the lights have completely stopped flashing and all the children are off the street, you know? So, again, even if the lights are flashing and the bus is looking to leave and there's children still on the street, that could be a violation just moving your car closer to that bus. So, and you know, like the kids too, we need to be good parents and teach our kids to look both ways when they're crossing the streets, you know, to make sure that no vehicles are trying to pass the bus. Wait for the bus driver to signal the children as they're going to cross the street. And again, it's always good to make eye contact with that driver, that motorist, before someone crosses the street or whatever, so they know that you see each other and that, you know, heaven forbid anything else happens. So, yeah, again, just a good reminder, you know, we do have those cameras in place, which, again, are to protect the children. That's the main goal of them. And, yeah, we'd like to kind of see those numbers go down. Like I said, we've seen them increase, and I think some of that is to do with the cameras, but the violations have always been there. It's just a matter of whether we've been able to follow through and investigate that. And we see enough in our community where we'd really like to just ask the motorists to be extra cautious. Take your time. And it's such a preventable incident, right? You know, people get in a hurry and they quick try to get around the bus. If you just wait a couple more minutes and just be patient, it's such a preventable thing that we just really ask motorists to be cautious and follow the rules, for sure.
Yeah, I wish we would have had those cameras in place back when I was prosecuting for the city, because quite frankly, in years past, without the cameras, there were so many things that had to be observed by various people that prosecutions became more difficult. Not that we're looking to get fined people, right, or incarcerate, right, them, but prosecutions in the past were much more difficult, because the bus drivers had to try to get license plate numbers, vehicle, make, model,
yes, yep,
all of those kind of things. Well, these cameras will greatly enhance the ability to identify and then ultimately remediate or correct the behavior. The idea isn't, oh, we're going to get a lot of money or people are going to go to jail. It's to say, we want to notify you, this is not proper conduct. People can be hurt. So the cameras are really an asset for doing that.
Absolutely. You know, and our ultimate goal, Corky, and obviously myself as police chief, is, you know, the best interest of the public and public safety. And again, when it comes to our children, that's just an extra precious spot for us. And our children are so precious. And again, like Corky said, we're not out there. It's not a gotcha. It's nothing like that. It's just we want to make sure that our kids are safe. And we just ask that the motorists follow the rules. Like I said, it's so preventable. And we're all guilty of being in a hurry, but just taking that extra couple minutes and just, you know, making sure that the kids are completely off the streets, on the sidewalks, and the bus has started moving forward and different things like that. And that goes for both lanes. So, you know, if you're behind the bus or on the opposite lane approaching the bus, you know, you need to stop in both lanes. The only time that it wouldn't be applicable if there's a median or something between that traffic lane, then you could extend. But if it's just a two-lane, non-divided highway, you have to stop on both sides of that bus. So, yeah.
And especially on a day like today when it's really slippery, making sure that you're giving the bus extra stopping space, because we both talked about it right at the top that it's really slippery out there.
Yeah, today is, and that's like you said, this morning we actually had a violation on such a slippery day. And, you know, and the kids are so small compared to that big bus, and they can easily be, you know, kind of camouflaged into the bus, or hard to see them as they're popping around the front of the bus or the back of the bus, right? So they almost have to completely extend past that bus sometimes for us to see them and for see his children. And, you know, at that point, it could be too late if we're in that big of a hurry to try to get around that school bus.
I think it's a very great point, great safety tip for this month. Anything else that you'd like to talk about safety-wise or just within the police department?
Yeah, you know, yeah, exactly. The school bus, again, is a top priority. We've seen an influx on that, you know, and you know, the parking, we've briefly spoke about that, I think, a month ago or so. And, you know, we haven't had the snow really to, which is a good thing, you know, for as far as any, we call them the snowbird violation or anything. But, you know, we are supposed to get up to 2 inches of snow, I think, through the weekend again. And we just ask again that motorists be cognitive of where to park and when to park, and look for any notices that the city will send out via CAROX and Facebook and social media if we are going to do the city's going to do any snow removal or anything like that. But, you know, as we progress and get more snow again, we just ask that you know, obey those parking rules, regulations, signs, etc. But other than that, yeah, I think, you know, like Cork and I are going to talk a little bit about 24 moving forward. Again, exciting times. The police department, as we walk into 24, we're full staffed. Everything's looking good. We made it through the budget year, Corky. That's a good thing. So
that's a really,
really good
thing.
So, yeah, it's exciting news for us. And I think the city in general moving forward is 24.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I'd like to talk about a bit. We are through that process. It was a good process, probably a little more lengthy than we'd like. Probably got a little more attention than usual, but now moving into 24, we're excited about what the city council has authorized the administration and departments to do. You know, one is a marketing coordinator. That position was much talked about, much needed by the city, and we're moving ahead. We need to develop a job description, and then we need to advertise and solicit folks to come and assume that position here in the city of Crookston. We don't have a timetable, but we would like to move ahead as quickly as we can regarding that particular job and job description. We see that position as coordinating a number of efforts to talk about Crookston in general. What is good about our community? What can draw people here, either for singular events or for durational stays? You know, we have a lot of things that I think we take for granted. One would be, let's say, our hockey program. We have tournaments. Well, let's get that out there, not just for participating teams, but for spectators to come and look at this. I think we have an ice show. We in town recognize that as a really good thing. It's very well attended, and it's really good. Well, let's get that out there. Let's make that known to area people. Come and take a look at this. Enjoy what we have to offer. Next spring and summer, we're going to have a new park. I mean, it's a real change from what used to be in Central Park. Let's get that out there. Let's bring people to town, see what we have going on. In addition, we're talking about some continued development at the industrial park. You know, there are discussions going on now with various entities about who may be interested in acquiring property there, putting up entities and businesses. You know, they haven't proceeded to the point where it's a sure thing and we're ready to announce, but those are ongoing. You don't see that. You don't hear about that, but it is ongoing. So we're excited about that. And, you know, the AIC out there now, it's my understanding that very shortly they're going to actually start crushing, and they're actually going to start producing what they said they were going to do. That's a real gem, that the AIC, Ag Innovation Campus. City's working with them all the time and developing, you know, cooperative entities with them as well. So that's a good thing. We're also talking about within the city itself, talking about such things as having our payroll be subcontracted out to some experts, so some people who can really handle that. Not that we don't do a good job, but it may be less expensive. We're always looking for ways at the city, regardless of what the budget hearings brought out, to reduce expenses, to be more efficient, to be more economical. That's exciting. I mean, we've got a new direction going on. Got a new public works director. He's developing policies about our emergency snow routes. You know, that's something that's probably not been examined for decades. He's looking at that. How do we more effectively and efficiently open up our streets during, you know, blizzard or weather conditions? He's doing that, and he's doing a real good job at that. So there are just a number of things that we're excited about as at the city moving forward.
We just actually spoke with Chuck Getzman just a couple days ago here on Valley Talk, and that was one of the things that was brought up, and so really excited to see what those changes come about. I want to circle back to that marketing coordinator position. How did that first start? Like, where did that idea come from?
Well, that idea has been bubbling below the surface for a period of time, but really the EDA and a couple of council members really brought that to the forefront, especially Councilman Jurdy and Councilman Hibna. Councilman Hibna is actually a marketing coordinator for an entity, and she's very aware of what's involved, what it can do to facilitate improved environment in a city, and so she's really talking very positively about that, giving us good insight on what we might need and what we might want in the future. You know, and additionally, there's a search committee now for a new city administrator. You know, I was kind of the little Dutch boy who came in and put my fingers in the dike at a time when they really needed it. But the overall philosophy was I was not going to be here forever. Probably extended my time more than I thought, but I've enjoyed it. But we're actually entering into a search. We have retained a search firm to go out and make a very broad net to try to identify candidates who would be ideal for the city of Crookston. And I think this would be a wonderful place to be a city administrator, to come in. There's a lot of new things going forward. A lot of those emergency Dutch boy situations, as an example, police staff was very, it wasn't full. When I came in, we got that filled. The public works department wasn't fully staffed. That's fully staffed. So someone coming in is going to have the benefit of those things, which are practical day-to-day things, taken care of, and they can look broadly, more broadly about how do we benefit Crookston. They could be a part of the corridor downtown, you know, in 26 and 27. The plans are in place to make major revisions to the Broadway and Main Street. That's ready to go. That'd be an exciting thing to be a part of. So, yeah, we've got a lot of optimism going forward with the city's administration and the city's departments.
What's the process like coming, you know, you said you're casting a net for, you know, a lot of people to try and maybe be part of, you know, the city administrator, process here. So what's that process like? And then is there a timeline?
There's no hard and fast timeline, but generally speaking, what will happen is the firm and its representatives will interview our council members personally. They will interview the department heads, seeking input about what would be the characteristics, what would be the qualities that each of those individuals would see as a successful administrator. Once that data is gathered, then the search firm publishes on various social media and also identifies people who may not even be thinking they want to be here. I know that search firm has recently placed someone in Bemidji, so they're aware of our area. And then candidates are identified, candidates are reviewed by the city council, and finalists are determined. Broadly speaking, probably would see candidates identified and interviewed in May, June, and then depending on the candidates, if one is selected, a hiring offer made, and then hopefully an administrator is here in place, you know, as soon as possible after that. But it is a significant undertaking. But we'll be moving ahead until that happens, and it's an exciting time.
Sounds like a very thorough process.
It is very thorough. Very, very thorough. I've been in contact with that firm on a number of occasions. Very, very pleased with their approach. They're well recognized. They placed many, many city administrator positions here in Minnesota as well as elsewhere.
Well, anything else coming up on 2024 on either of your guys' side?
Yeah, we're going to have snow. That's going to be exciting.
Yes.
But no, they're just as we go along, there are daily issues we address, daily issues we try to remediate. We're really, really happy with the situation we have now. We're fully staffed really throughout most of our department, all of our departments. Our department heads are hardworking people. They're always thinking about the city of Crookston, what benefits it. So, yeah, I think it's been a real good situation.
Yeah, no, I would just echo that. You know, it was 23 was a great year. We accomplished a lot. I'm proud of the strides we've made as a police department, a city as whole, and looking forward to it in 24 also. So, yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you guys for joining me on today's Valley Talk program. Very informational, as always. Look forward to chatting with both of you guys more here in the new year.
Well, you're welcome. We're always ready to come and help you out.
Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. You as well. So that was Corky Reynolds and Darren Selzler here on today's Valley Talk program.